USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden hitting the road on Wednesday. The president making remarks about Build Back Better at McHenry Community College in Crystal Lake, Illinois. The president saying that the bipartisan infrastructure plan will create good-paying jobs for the state.
Under a bipartisan infrastructure agreement, we're going to make the biggest investment in roads and bridges since the construction of the interstate highway system, literally creating millions of good-paying jobs.
The president also saying lead pipes will be replaced so homes and schools can have cleaner drinking water. Tropical Storm Elsa is losing strength as it moves over northern Florida after making landfall earlier on Wednesday. It now has winds of up to 50 miles an hour as it moves to the north at 14 miles per hour. It's expected to bring tropical storm conditions to Georgia's coast later today and into tonight. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Over 535 defendants across nearly 50 states have been charged in the 6 months since the January 6th breach of the Capitol building. That's according to the Department of Justice. That includes 495 defendants who have been charged with entering or remaining in a restricted federal building or grounds. The Republican National Committee's computer systems have reportedly been attacked by Russian hackers.
The Republican National Committee was the victim of a cyber attack from hackers associated with the Russian government. In a statement Tuesday, the committee said that a contractor they work with was breached and all access from that company was immediately blocked. The RNC says none of its data was accessed. The attack comes as hundreds of businesses deal with a ransomware attack from another group of hackers believed to be operating out of Russia. The criminals demanding a $70 million ransom in that attack. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is wanting more corporate tax dollars.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries just last week agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dallas is marking the fifth anniversary of a shooting which left five police officers dead. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia telling family members at a memorial ceremony on Wednesday, the officers will always be remembered.
I understand that there's a hole in your heart that's never going to be filled. And for that, my heart goes out to each and every one of you. But please know this, that your husband, your son, your brother, your dad died a hero because he was unafraid of the darkness.
Garcia reflecting, saying he will never be able to forget watching the 2016 police killing on the TV in California.
I remember the myriad of texts and phone calls to my fellow officers, not only in San Jose, but throughout the country, and I wept. I can assure you, Dallas, you were not alone that day, and not alone today.
Game 2 of the NBA Finals set to take place Thursday night in Phoenix, Arizona, where the Suns hold a 1-0 lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip-off set for just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.